A Wet Summer Night's Dream. Written by Malin Edholm. Narrated by Lily Ward. I arrive at the house the day before Midsummer Night's Eve. Midsummer, the only holiday worth celebrating. A celebration in the name of nature, rebirth, fertility, and love. A festival for all of us. Everyone is here. We are a big group of friends that includes both couples and singles, something that is remarkable at our age. We have brought food and drinks, and we are spending the weekend in a big cabin. It's more like a house. The big and yellow wooden house with huge windows and white crochet curtains is hidden away in the forest. It is far away from the closest neighbor. The grass around the house is green and hasn't been cut for a while. Wildflowers grow here and there in the grass, and it makes it look like the lawn belongs to the forest. The house is paradise on earth, and I've come here every summer for as long as I can remember. It is a hot day, not warm like southern Europe, but hot in a pleasant and crisp way. The cabin is reflected in the quiet lake, the sun afloat bobs on the surface, and the forest holds its breath in anticipation. My body fills with expectation and happiness when I help unload the car. One of my favorite couples, Frederick and Sophia, are standing in the yellow 70s kitchen with its worn-out countertops and linoleum floors. It probably sounds strange to have an ideal couple, but they are always so genuine and including. Both of them are tall and beautiful, and it is almost like they have merged into one single person. They are so comfortable with each other, and they give me their undivided attention when they ask me how I am or how I am doing at work. They touch my arm and smile at me in a way that makes me warm and slightly embarrassed. I have always distanced myself from them because I am scared of how they make me feel and how my body seems to react when I am close to them. But now I am only being discreet, and I do my best not to force myself on them. They talk cheerfully as they put our groceries away, and I check so everything we will need for the weekend is there. I do it mostly to keep myself occupied while I check out David, who is putting the dry food away in a cupboard. He reaches for the top shelf, and I can see his abs when his t-shirt slides up. When this happens, I want to walk over to him and comb my fingers through the hair that grows from his belly button. He sees that I am staring at him, and he smiles at me. When he raises one of his eyebrows and gives me an amused and challenging look, my body reacts in an almost comical way. My knees wobble, and I can't stop myself from licking my lips. I look down at my shoes for a moment before my eyes wander back to him, from his fit ass to his cropped hair. My stomach fills up with butterflies when he looks at me again. I clench my jaws and salivate as if I was hungry.